Another key to success is teaching individuals functional and communication skills. This proactive approach can help reduce behaviors and crises. As service providers, we want to increase independence and decrease reliance on staff. By doing this, we can help the individuals grow, learn, and take pride in what they accomplish. Teach the individuals skills that are important to them and things they want and need to learn about to be more independent.
Julian gets overwhelmed by his emotions, especially if he is not taking his medication properly. You have worked with him to identify different feelings he has, especially when he's having a good day. This practice of identifying all emotions, especially positive emotions, have actually helped him to better identify his negative emotions. This always helps him de-escalate his emotions so they do not result in a crisis.
The individuals we support do not always communicate verbally or with a full vocabulary. By teaching other ways of communication, you may be able to decrease the amount of frustration they are having. Instead of verbally or physically aggressing as a way to communicate, the individual will have another way to notify you about what they are feeling or thinking. Having you and the person use alternative ways to communicate, like sign language, picture cues, or even gestural cues, can make a big difference.